This morning's psalm selection is, as you could probably tell, just the beginning, just the opening exhortation to praise God for the great things he has done, to be followed by a recital of those great things. There is a view, and it's attractive to me, that Psalms 105 through 107 form something of a trilogy. There are several structural and thematic similarities that lend support to such a notion. Each one is self-contained, and yet each succeeding one also grows out of the preceding. Psalm 105 seems to concentrate on the period from the patriarchs to somewhere along the Exodus journey. Psalm 106 overlaps to rehearse the Exodus from Egypt and recounts Israel's history in the land, from conquest through the period of the judges and the monarchy to the exile. Psalm 107 appears to celebrate the restoration, as its motifs describe a new but greater Exodus-like journey. I think one might be able to make a case also for including Psalm 104 to form, what, a quadrilogy? Well, at any rate, a four-part work in which Psalm 104 recalls the great first article works of God, creating and sustaining all things in heaven and on earth. What's also striking about this series of psalms is the way they end. Psalm 105 closes with a declaration of the purpose for which God gave his people a land, in order that they keep his statutes and guard his instruction, his Torah. In other words, there are things God wants his people to do. The next last verse of Psalm 106 declares that Yahweh saved us and gathered us from the nations to praise or give thanks to his holy name. We tend to associate the activities of praise and thanksgiving with words. And the closing line of Psalm 107 urges those who are wise to consider or ponder the mercies of Yahweh, thoughts as well as words and deeds. Reflection on the great things God has done and continues to do is to engage his people wholly. Part of the opening exhortation we read also urges, remember his wonders, the things he has done. Remembering is a key ingredient in the activity of faith. It certainly was for the Old Testament people of God. Remembering and not forgetting is a recurring theme in Moses' Deuteronomic sermons. And remembering, according to biblical directions, is not simply an activity of the mind, but of the mouth and of the hands as well. The recitation of psalms, such as Psalm 105 and its neighbors, was a recital of a history. Moreover, such a recital of history was also an appropriation of that history. The recited history became the reciter's own history. It was no longer simply a history of a them, but a history of us, a history of me. We need to remember because of the way the world is. It is a terrifying, terrorizing, terrible world, not only in faraway places like Nablus, but also in near-at-home ones like North St. Louis. We need to remember because of the way we are. But we forget so easily because of the way the world is and because of the way we are. Tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without. The readings of this second week of Easter have reminded us of the history which, through baptism, has become our history. You yourselves know what happened, said Peter. But he went on to remind his hearers anyway. John pointed out that he had written or has written and recorded only a fraction of what Jesus did. We read and are reminded of what God has done in Christ anointed him to heal all who were oppressed by the devil, raised him from the dead, took him as the one through whom everyone who believes receives forgiveness of sins. We read and are reminded what God has done for us, given us new birth, a living hope, an inheritance in heaven, and joy even now. Reciting reminds us, too. The recital of the baptismal Apostles' Creed is not simply a recital of doctrine, although it is entirely doctrinal and useful, therefore, for doctrinal, for catechetical purposes. The recital of the Creed is a recital and therefore a reminder of the history that is ours, part of the very fabric of our life. Because of baptism, the Creed is part of who we are. Do you remember your baptism? Unless you were baptized as a youth or an adult, probably not as an event. But in the recital of the Creed this morning, remember your baptism. Remember that you are baptized into Christ, into his death, into his life, into a history of the wonderful works, the miracles, the judgments, the justification of God. Please stand.